All right, welcome back to Stock Investing Q&A with Invested IQ. Let's jump into our next question. The question is, what is fundamental analysis? Okay, fundamental analysis, it's a great question. There are so many different components and things that are involved with fundamental analysis, but let's jump into it. The basic idea with fundamental analysis is there's really only two ways that you can determine whether or not you have a stock that is suitable for you and your investing. And that is either fundamental analysis or technical analysis. So since we're going to be discussing fundamental analysis, let's dive into what that means exactly. What it means is it is what is happening fundamentally with this individual company. So what we're going to dive into is a couple. Again, the list is quite long as to what you can look at, but I'm just going to jump into a couple of things. But what we're looking at is things like how much money is the company making, what type of ownership is involved with the company, who's helping to run, manage, and operate this specific company, and how well have they done, really, historically. And so with that in mind, there are many different things that people like to look for with fundamental analysis. For example, if we're looking for, let's say, a healthy company or a healthy investment, we're looking for good signs or good indication that that is happening. A good indication for that might be something like cash. So you will find in fundamental analysis, there are a number of different things you can look up that has to do with the cash flow of a company. So basic layman's terms is how much money is coming into the company each year, how much of that do they spend, and how much is left over to be considered as earnings. So you may have things out there that you can look at that may compare the price of the stock to how much cash is available. You might also look at if there's any free-flowing cash in comparison to the price of the stock. Again, all of these things are just to let us know what is going on. How is the company being managed? Okay, we could look at things like earnings. Earnings are very simple. Every company that is publicly traded has to report earnings quarterly. That's a good opportunity for us to see quarterly how the company is doing from an earnings perspective. So how well are they doing? How much money are they making or not making? And is that the type of company that we're looking to trade in? And again, we're looking for something that's very, very healthy. Another thing that we could look at would be something like a dividend. Is the company the type of company that pays a dividend? Now keep in mind, in order for a company to pay a dividend, when they do that, initially it looks like a loss on the books because they're simply giving cash away. However, it also tells you that that company is in such a financial situation that they're able to do that. And even though it may show negatively on the books when it is paid, it reflects positively on the investors. And investors see that information. They see it as a healthy tool to gauge whether or not the company is doing well. For example, there are companies that have paid a dividend sporadically. So sometimes they'll pay it and sometimes they won't, depending on how their earnings are and how much money they have coming into the company. So basically, how well do they manage things? And sometimes you'll have companies that pay dividends every single quarter for the last 50 years. And that tells you a lot about the characteristics of that company or who's managing that company. The other thing that's very interesting is a company has to know that by paying a dividend, they are gaining favor in the sight of the investors. So if I'm one of those investors and I'm looking for a good company to invest into, you want to be as a company the type of company that would pay all of your investors a dividend, because that will draw in long investors that want to hold the position or stay with the stock for a number of years, which is exactly what you want, okay? Because of the availability and supply and demand in the market, you don't want to have people that simply don't want to trade your shares. So you want to create some high interest in your stock. You want a lot of people to be involved. And the dividend is an easy way to do that. So again, with fundamental analysis, as kind of a general topic, we're just simply looking for things to determine the health of the company. Okay, so we could look at the EPS growth. We could look at insider trading or insider ownership. We could look at the gross margins of a company. We could look at the PEG or the PEG ratio on a specific company. And again, these are all things that you would want to do some research on to, again, better understand how well your company is doing in the market. So spend a little bit of time. Again, this is not the only way to determine whether a stock is healthy or not, but it certainly is a very, very common way. So again, it's just a way for us to take a view into the company and see how well it's being managed.